going to survive and get reelected, but I did want to introduce and talk about him just to welcome us to the great capital city of the state of Rhode Island. And as the Democratic Party goes, in my opinion, as Providence goes, so goes the Democratic Party. It's a pleasure for me to introduce my friend and the great mayor of the great city of Providence, Dean Cicilline.
Good evening. First, I want to thank our party chairman, Bill Lynch, for the extraordinary job he's done. Give him a big round of applause. Thank you to all of you. This is a great night for our party. I want to extend congratulations, of course, to our great senators, Senator Reid, Congressman Landrieu, Congressman Kennedy. But this is a really important night for this city, for our state, and for our country. One of the things that I saw all throughout the day, and I've talked to mayors from around the country in the last couple of days in early voting states and again today, people all across this country waited in lines 4, 5, 6 hours, and were happy to do it, ready to do it, because they were so committed to our new president, to Senator Obama, to change in this country, to a new kind of politics. We had people in Providence today who said, I couldn't sleep last night. I couldn't wait till the morning so I could vote. And what we have to do is take that incredible energy that has really galvanized our party and take that energy and begin to really address the issues that face this country. Thank you to everyone who's been a part of this. Thank you to all the young people who've been involved in the president's campaign. Thank you to everyone who's contributed to this party in our city and state. Tonight is a great day to celebrate, a lot of hard work ahead, but we should all be really proud of our party and our country. Thank you.